My name's Helen Gillet.
My name's James Singleton.
And the new album is called Ferdinand, correct?
Ferdinand.
And how long have you two been playing together?
10 years, at least.
Is that true?
It's actually true.
Wow.
It's actually our 10-year anniversary,
oh,
in a way.
Bon anniversaire.
Bon anniversaire.
Are you guys just realizing that now?
Maybe, James.
You brought it up. Oh!
But no, I mean, I moved to New Orleans 11 years ago, so it's pretty easy
that
for
makes
me
it easier.
To,
yeah, for
to
you.
Remember that a year after I moved, I was working with him, and he was...
She started making a name for herself. Just buzz, new cellist in town. Oh, you got to see her. She's gorgeous. She plays great.
And have you guys always focused on the more free improvisational side of music?
I've hired Helen to play my music that's composed.
With a lot of...
With a lot of improvisation.
Yeah.
We recognize the strength of our improvisation.
Yeah.
More so. Yeah, we haven't composed anything specific for the duo.
No, we haven't. It's been very, very free improv. There's a couple ideas that might come back around.
That resurface, true.
You know?
The cello and the bass occupy a very similar range of the frequency spectrum, I suppose. Do you guys ever run into any problems with stepping on each other's toes sonically while you're playing?
A couple people have asked me that question, like, why would you make a bass and cello duo album? You know, like, almost disgusted or something. And I'm like, yeah, well, it's not bass and cello. It's James and I.
Yeah, that's
you know?
The most.
So it's like, it makes sense to me. We're friends. We've been collaborating for a long time. And we both work with a lot of similar people, but we also have a very different, you know, we have a lot of differences in our playing, obviously, and I'm obviously, a cello player. I have more, we both have some classical history, but I'm a little bit closer to it, maybe, and I definitely still feel like I'm, you know, learning the jazz world, and like, I'm still trying to figure out how to be a bass player in a lot of contexts with my cello, and James has been a big teacher and inspiration with all that, and I wanted to just capture what happens when we get together and we have this dialogue that where we can kind of flip roles, where I can be more like a bass player and then he'll take the bow, and you know, and that's a very black and white way of describing it, like, you know, walking bass and bowing, but there's a lot of other elements in between there musically, like, you know, harmonics and slapping and scratching and like improvising in tonal and atonal ways, and there's just
we're
a lot
both
of things.
Composers, we're both loopers, which means we are both one person, we're both one person bands on our own, and we both deal with bass and percussion and lyrical qualities.
Yeah.
So when we get together, we kind of throw the ball back and forth.
It's really fun. And I think that the audience feels that fun interaction, that energy that we've got when we play this duo together. I think I've heard now from a lot of people that were there when we recorded the album in March at the Marigny Opera House, and that were there for the CD release at the Marigny Opera House or at the Ogden. We did 6 shows in a row on tour, and just people saying, oh, you can really tell you guys are having fun up there, and that's the spirit of free improv, and just see what happens, and it's fun to have somebody that communicates well, you know, on stage, and I just think it was time to capture that. It's really improvising freely like this is a beautiful art form. It seems really effortless when I'm working personally with James, because he's such a badass. I can't say it any other way. So it's really, it's a pleasure when you're working with people that you can trust, that whatever happens, you're going to make something happen. That's good. And it's a pleasure. I keep, you know, my life goal is just to keep working with people that are really into that spirit of trusting the moment and creating something on the spot.
Well, do you want to try creating something on the spot right now?
Yep.
Let's do it. Good segue.
Thank you.
dinger there.
Yeah. So tell me about what we just heard.
Some think it's really folly to try to describe music.
Supposing I didn't think it was folly to try and describe music.
It was a November 22nd rainy day interaction.
And you know? I'm in my living room, so it feels pretty awesome to play with you in the living room.
Oh, yeah. Helen's house is an incubator for great music. It just grows here. And I'm so, that's one of the many reasons I'm thrilled to be here whenever I get a chance.
Now, Helen, you wanted to mention the artwork for the album cover. You've got this watercolor portrait of the two of you on the front here.
Yes, watercolor. The album artwork we're talking about of Ferdinand is two portraits, one of James and one of myself, that was painted by Peregrine Honig. These portraits are very, just very beautiful and
whimsical.
Whimsical, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I would be remiss not to talk about her.
Yeah, awesome. So the album's called Ferdinand. It's available at Louisiana Music Factory, I assume.
Yep, and you can order it through my website. Or Bandcamp. I have a Bandcamp order page. Or you should just come to one of my shows and get it directly.
Yeah.
And keep your eyes out, your ears out, and your eyes out for the next time James and I are playing around town.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Zach.